USA chat with Sat, July 14, 2020.
Hi everyone.
Salam.
Welcome to chat. Thanks so much for coming.
Salam Satyan.
Salam.
Salam.
Salam to all of you.
We are so excited that you're here. The last couple of times was not the same. It's amazing when you come in. It's a totally different world, like day and night. Thank you for coming.
My pleasure. Well, we call it chat, means talking, sad song. Also, it has to do with keeping the company. So let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that would like to do some sharing or any other activity that belongs to our satsang, please feel brave to do it.
This morning and last night, I was kind of anxious if you're coming, if you're not coming. I was pretty anxious about it. And this morning, I sent you a text, kind of asking if you're coming or not. And you didn't answer the text. However, I was closing my eyes, and I saw your text. Your text was two words, I will. So, it was so reassuring. Still, I wanted to have a backup. So I had a quote in case, and I had copied it, and I would paste it in case you don't come in. But thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, that's really nice.
Thank you.
Hi, Sachun. This is Nilu.
Salam, Nilu-chan.
Sachun, my experience has been that from March that you started doing these guided meditations and coming to our chat, even the things that you said before many, many times, for me, ever since this whole thing started and you said the golden opportunity, for me everything has the power of everything you say is in a different level. And I talked to some of the other Ashavan and they feel the same way. So if I ask, or you know, I feel like if I ask something that you have said before, I'm asking because I feel like there is a different depth and power, depth from our part and power from, I don't know what it is, but it's really potent these days. So having said that, I want to ask you a question that you may have said before. And that is, in the most precious and many other places, you said, since disease, discord, and disharmony was not made by God, therefore it was not made. And my question is, then when a negative feeling, like the feeling of disharmony or pain, is experienced, how did it come to the surface of consciousness to begin with if it was not created? It's a very good question.
what I'm getting lately. This is a very good question. It threw me for a loop. But what I'm getting lately, that before the creation became so mental, when it was still very physical world of, you know, physical activity more than mental, I doubt there was any language. And when there was no language, there was a tranquility of the mind. And then the language for communication somehow developed, and everybody was so happy to be able to communicate. And they cut themselves out of the intuitive life, a life of intuitiveness, where you get your information in a deeper place because the mind does not have all these ideas. So through the language, the expression developed. People could now express the thoughts that goes in their mind. And the more they express, the more thoughts they had. So the basic, which is God, none of these things was something that had any reality, that God gave it reality. So little by little, the universe became a more of a mental universe than anything else. And you see the speed of it nowadays, where people cannot even function unless they have tons of information from every gadget to come to them. There is an addiction. There is a restlessness. And it created more and more language through words, through writings, through pictures and all of that. So in one place we can say God did not create. No, he didn't. But nevertheless, the dream unfolded itself like this. Through the recycling of the humanity, what we call advancement, to me is, I don't know, is the covering of the past. By the way, as I'm talking, I'm losing conscious. So if I faded away, you guys know why. Yeah, let me take a couple of deep breaths. Is I want you guys to know that as I am talking, there is no body in mind, and whatever you hear is what my body and mind hears it for the first time too. I don't know how to explain it. It's very weird. It's nothing with the memory. There is no memory or learning. It just happens, and it takes me away. any other person can ask me something less profound.
Galanis, little flower, I can be a little less profound. First, I wanted to say thank you because your omnipresence and the way that it expresses and its level of care gets proven to me every single day. So I'm so grateful for that. I just appreciate that so much from you. And also, just again, like Nilu said, the consistency with which you've spoken the truth since I started writing them all down, and just how they kind of sit a little bit differently now, but you've always been so consistent in what you have said, and I'm just so grateful for your consistency. I texted you the other day because in Portugal you explained why you always say I'm talking to myself, and I was so grateful that you decided to talk to yourself in our company. I'm just so grateful for that, Carlota.
It's interesting because I was just going to say self is talking to self. And our bodies have nothing to do with it.
Sachu Mitra Hassam, Salam Aleikum.
Salam Mitra Jaya.
سات من یه سوالی داشتم. من در واقع دو تا سوال دارم. یکی این که من یه وقتایی که حتی خیلی یعنی این سکوتم رو حفظ میکنم، مثلا حالا سعی میکنم همیشه باشم با خودم، بعد ولی من همیشه مثلا دور سرم یه چیزی رو حس میکنم، مثل یه امواج، مثل یه چیز اینجوری هم حس میکنم که مثلا فکری هم ندارم، با افکار نرفتم. یکی اینه، حالا اصلا نمیدونم این چیه، یعنی ولی
I don't either.
چی؟
I don't either. من هم نمیدونم،
ولی اصلا فکر شلوغ و اینا نیست، ولی من حس میکنم مثلا انگار یه سری انرژی دور سر منه.
Yeah, I don't know. Next, let me hear your next question.
و سوال دومم اینه که من تجربه‌ای که دارم برای مدیتیشن ها، مثلا تقریبا میشه گفت تا یه چند هفته پیش خیلی راحت‌تر میرفتم تو قلبم، خیلی انگار پیورتر بودیم مدیتیشنی که میکردم، ولی الان احساس جدن یکم انگار نمیدونم مثلا چی، انگار نمیتونم مثل اون قبل باشم.
This happens. This happens, and you have to just stay, just go through it. That's all.
یعنی ولی من ادامه دارم میدم، یعنی پروتر از این چیزام، یعنی با وجود اینکه اینجوریه ولی بازم سعی میکنم مثلا باز مدیتیشن رو بکنم، تو سکوت باشم.
Yeah.
مثل خب نیست.
Yeah, this happens to all of us.
من کار اشتباهی کردم که
اگه کاری از دست و برمیاد نه اشتباه نیست،
نه کار از دست و برمیاد بننده نیست. ممنونم از تو.
سهد جون ترجمه بکنم.
I have it until the Farsi.
Go ahead Radha جون.
Mitra says, Saturn, I have two questions. The first is that when I go to the silence and I'm with myself, I feel this energy around my head. It's not that I'm going with thoughts. I don't think it's thoughts at all. I don't know what it is. And Sat says, I don't know either. What is your next question? Mitra says that I want to share my experience with meditation. Up until a few weeks ago, I feel like it was very easy to find the silence, go to the region of the heart. I feel as though the meditation was pure, but now it's not the same. بعد سات میگه که بعضی وقتا اینطوری میشه. تو فقط
say it in English, please.
You said it in English, Azizam.
I know, I know. You can't go half English. Mm-hmm.
You said, this happens. Just stay. Just go through it. That's all.
Yeah.
And then Mitra said, I do. I keep going. I battle through it. I still meditate. I still try to find the silence, but it's not the same. And then, again, Sat says, well, this happens to all of us. And Mitra said, did I do something wrong? And Sat laughs. She said, if you are the doer, then no, you didn't do anything wrong. And Mitra says, no, I'm not the doer.
Sairam sir, this is Kumud.
Hi, Kumud.
I just want to say thank you so much. You're like a magnet that keeps attracting. Like, we keep getting attracted towards you. I just cannot wait for Tuesday. I can't wait for Sunday to just see your face on Zoom or just talk to you. You're a magnet. I just love you.
Thank you.
I do have a question. I was reading I'm the Child.
Uh-huh.
And on there you had said, under the section about a child's curiosity is divine,
mm-hmm.
you had mentioned mm-hmm. not to feel pressed to have an immediate answer to child's every question.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't know, just say we come back to you.
Mm-hmm.
A couple days ago, Bhavik, my younger son, Bhavik mm-hmm. and I were looking at a couple of Baba's videos where he's giving mm-hmm. darshan and he's walking in the line and
mm-hmm.
collecting all the letters from everybody and blessing and, mm-hmm. Of course, manifesting vibhuti and everything. And then we were listening to bhajans and things. And so he asked a question because the letters in his hand were like stacked so much. It was like it was so full. His mm-hmm. hand was so full with all the letters. And he's like, does Baba read all those letters?
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what to say. So I told him I'll get back to him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's such a beautiful question. I don't know, but I can tell you what I heard. Either was Kasturi that was telling that story, or Hislop. They were saying that they were sitting in a room with Baba, and he would pick up a letter in the envelope and would tell that person, which I don't know which one of these two were, would say what is in it, and then they would ask, he would ask them to open it and read it out loud, and it was exactly what it was, what Baba said. So I don't know he actually needed to open it and read it.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I feel like he was way beyond that to have to sit down one at a time. And I think he collected it, just gave the people such a satisfaction that whatever we ask now is in Baba's hand. And yes, he would have a stack of it, and there was somebody behind him, about a few feet behind him, that when he would get very full, he would hand it to that person and then move on and collect some more. That's all I know that I heard either one of them telling this story. Because we were there when Kasturi was alive and was giving a talk every morning after breakfast. We would get together in a hall, a small room, and then he would talk about stories with him and Baba, or if Baba had given a discourse, then he would go through the discourse with the foreigners.
Thank you.
Sure.
Sachin, it's me again. I just wanted to say it's not easy to thank you enough, because when we say thank you and we are really grateful and we appreciate, there are tons of wave of appreciation behind it. So a word cannot really express it, how you dedicate your life and how you put your body as this vehicle to just tell the truth. And honestly, I think behind every thank you each one of us say, there's a lot more appreciation that we just don't know how to express.
Well, thank you very much, Nilu. Again, I have to emphasize that when we have in the satsang, really self-talking to self, and self is ananda. So imagine when they hear the ears of ananda and the words of ananda, you know, the truth hit each other, how grateful and full of joy it feels. It really does.
It's like magic.
Okay.
I take that.
The whole universe is a magic.
Hi, Satyanam. This is Gopi. I couldn't control myself anymore, if I can say a few words.
Okay.
This has been something that, you know, it's in me the whole time, you know, especially during this time that you come, you know, Tuesdays and Sundays, and, you know, every time you talk the truth. As Nilu said, how profound and amazing and potent and anything else that can explain all these opportunities that we have, especially this time of, you know, during the situation, Tuesday night, Sunday night, every time we have a you know, opportunity to receive your truth. And it feels to me this is the last stroke that you're applying on every one of us. We don't know about it, you know, we don't even think about it, but it looks like the magical power, the divine power that you have in your voice, in your teaching, in your thoughts, your love, your time, and you know, everything about you is a thunder right now. For me, I'm sure it's, you know, for everybody else too, it's like a thunder. Like, I don't have to do anything to go to silence. Just think of you. I don't have to do anything for not reacting against any situation, but thinking of you and remember, you know, the truth that you said. So you are making our practice, maybe, you know, I should say it for myself, you are making the practices for me so easy that I don't have to do anything but have you in my heart.
Yeah.
And again, this is like a last stroke that you're applying for us. It looks like everything you say is most precious. It's all about you and most precious for me. I'm so grateful that I'm,
you know,
under umbrella of your grace and love and teaching.
You know, Gopijan, I've been saying that, and I have been just as available as now for the past 20 years. I think what shows to me what you all are saying is that it seems like you understand much easier and your devotion is in a point of helping you. Because for me, I feel like I'm not doing anything at all. But I guess the way you guys talk, the way the truth expresses itself, it only shows that we are ripened. All of us, have an open heart and loving heart and a gentle heart. And so receiving it, it becomes easier for us. And to understand it also, it makes it easier. Yeah, I
thank you.
I don't know what else to say about that.
Dajun, that's interesting. You mentioned a writing in the cover of Most Precious. You say this most precious is the final breeze that gently brushes the ripened fruit to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Ripened fruit.
The last one.
Yeah.
Wow. That's all I can say. So amazing. Thank you.
They ask a realized person, will everybody in the entire creation have enlightenment or get eternal peace or whatever? And his answer was, just think of a mango tree. Would all the fruits turn to juicy, sweet, ripened mango? No, they don't. Some fall on the ground before they can grow. Some dry up on the tree and all of that. So if we take this analogy, then we realize that, thank goodness, we're still on the tree getting nourishment from the roots.
You know, Sajun, the patience that you have given us, you have applied, I can't thank enough. You have amazing patience, which is, again, is godly patience. That's all I can say.
Thank you, Azizam. But it's not really patience, it's love.
Yeah.
Patient becomes a pain on the neck if there is no love, it's just patient. But I don't feel like I have patience. In fact, I find myself impatient in many, many places. But I can say that there is a caring that is caring for others that it's not of my body or my character at all. It just is there. I don't know what to call it. Love, caring, compassion. I don't know what it is. But it happens automatically whether I want to give or not. That's the strange part of it. My mind can say, oh, I don't feel like it. But there is no power in that at all. It's like, whatever, I am giving anyway, whether you like it or not.
We love it, Sasha. I'm a Zoya.
Yeah, go ahead, Zoya, John.
Tatari. قربونت برم. Sasha, John, منم فقط بخواستم بگم که واقعا there is not a day goes by without me realizing how lucky I am. باور کنید.
Mm-hmm.
Every single day, 10 times a day, I put my hands on my heart and I say, thank you, Satyam.
Yeah.
For all you have done. واقعاً هر چیزی نه گفت منم همونم. اون بهتر میتونه بگه. But it's the same for me, واقعاً.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You saved all of us. You are the Savior. For me, even more because of my children.
Yeah. Yeah, you're in the best scenario for a mother, that's for sure.
Oh, believe me, Satjan, I know it. Believe me, I know it.
For those
I know
of you
how
that,
lucky I am.
For those of you that don't know who Zoya is the mother to Cabby and Radha. And she put Cabby and Radha's hand in my hand, and then.
Satjan, you are their mother, their true mother. And really, you are their true mother. You are my true mother. You gave me life. I wasn't living before you. I told you before, I was a dead woman walking before you. I love you.
Well, I love you too. I'm glad to hear that you're happy. I really am. I feel really humbled and a little bit uncomfortable with all your guys' compliments. And the reason I feel humble because it's so unique that everybody with one voice have the same experience of this wisdom that pour out. Uncomfortable because I know it doesn't belong to me. I feel like a thief if I accept it. All your compliment goes to one self that is not separate between me and Kumud or me and Serenia and me and all of you, every one of you. So that's my part of sharing about you guys, the pour of love. But is there any other sharing or questions or just wanting to talk for no reason?
Hi, Ram said, this is Serenia.
Hi, Serenia.
Thank you so much, Sid, for coming today. I was just like Farnas. I was like wondering from morning whether you will come or not. And I was looking at my time, whether it is 6 yet. it was like so magical, Seth, your voice and your everything. And as I shared before, like before when I read Baba's quote, like just like that, I'll read and I'll say, wow, that's it. But now I could compare it with your quote and with your saying and whatever you said, and I could understand it much, much better and deeper.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Similar to
Kumud sharing, I was having a question. My daughter, like Nidhi, when we were watching Baba's video, I was explaining to her that I was one among there sitting in the darshan, like I have seen Baba and everything. And she asked me, like, she wanted to see Baba too. I showed her Baba's picture, and she told that she wants to see Baba in the physical form, in real. I didn't have an answer, sir, to be true, but I told her, okay, you pray to Baba and you go to bed. Might be he might come in your dream. And next day morning, she woke up and she told me that I prayed, but he didn't come in my dream. And that's when I read your book, I'm the Child. And after reading that, one thing that I did immediately was I told sorry to her, sir, because I don't know the answer for her question.
Yeah.
And I just gave some random answer. So, like, I was sorry to her. But, like, she keeps on asking me this question again and again. And yeah. What can I say here, sir?
Yeah. It's not so... What she asked didn't strike me as a question for now.
Mm-hmm.
But a desire that she might meet Prema Baba. Because of mm-hmm. that desire so early in her life, that maybe she's one of those that come to know about Prema Baba. That's what it struck to me as soon as you said, as she said, I want to see Baba. So mm-hmm. to answer to that, I think what you said is nothing wrong with it. You say, you know, just mm-hmm. ask him to come to your... I wouldn't say pray. I would say, why don't you ask him as a friend to come? Because pray, mm-hmm. it has a so much more desire in it, that you pray for something to get.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just say, try it again and again, and just say, Baba, you're my friend, would you come to my dream? You know, and if he does, he does. If he doesn't, he doesn't. But like I said, I think it's a much deeper desire that was, I feel like it just came to the surface from her, that mm-hmm. might show up in future.
Thank you, sir. I get it. Thank you.
Sure. I don't know. It's just my gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Because most kids, when you say it, they don't say, I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know that that person is gone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Like she almost asked me almost daily, sir. Like almost daily and almost daily in the morning, she would say that, okay, Baba didn't come in my dream today.
Yeah. Yeah, just that, you know, what can you do? It's just, I think the best way to go about it is for her to feel like this is a friend that might come, might not come, but is always there with her in her heart. And so that she develops this not even guru relationship much closer than we started it from.
Sachin, this is Neera. I wanted to share something.
Mm-hmm.
These days that I'm going to work and I'm not seeing you, every time that I meet you and I think about you, I just feel a deep silence and although this is not enough for me and still I am missing you, but I cannot deny that every time, even every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, when I'm thinking about you, there is a deep silence that is around me and in me. And I think today I was thinking that this is your love, that I am feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful, Mira. I'm glad thinking of me takes you to silence. It's a good vehicle then.
Beth, may I ask one more question?
Sure.
I feel like I'm understanding, and as I read more, as I dissect it and, you know, contemplate on it, question it, I feel like I'm understanding it, but then there's always sometimes there's a doubt, like, and then there's followed by a disappointment. You know, that maybe it's like too much pollution, and I feel like I know that I need to let it go. I know that I need to work on being the white sheet and not be the doer, and it's like, who am I? But why do I still feel that doubt?
Why should like, I listen, let me explain it so that we all can benefit, because it's a very important thing. The doubt and everything else that goes with it, disappointment and cold feet it, and all everything that goes with it in a negative way, it makes the mind survive. The entity, the thinker, the commode, the sat, to survive. And we cannot use force to make the mind behave or not have doubt and this and that. And every time we do that, which we automatically, the mind does, because it really gives it some sort of excitement, then what happens is we can't go forward. So the best position is to not expect yourself or the mind for any type of progress, any type of achievement. Just read things that inspires you, or when you're listening to the chat that inspires you, and let it sink. And the best thing we can do as far as practice goes is when there is a turbulence in our mind and in our being, in our physical, we just look at it and be quiet. Because any effort is involvement of the one that caused the trouble. So go easy on yourself as a human. Really easy. Just read it with your open heart. Listen with the open heart. Don't have an agenda. Because I used to have a lot of agenda. Still, I watch myself falling for that. Don't have any agenda of achieving anything, because the part that wants to achieve it needs to be observed and weakened. So Ramana Maharshi says something that you can use. He says, who is having doubt? Then you say, well, it's Kumud that is having doubt. And then ask yourself, who am I? And then you go back into silence, as if the other two conversation was meaningless. You know, it was meaningless to even find, why am I having doubt? I shouldn't be having doubt. Yeah, Kumud. This is the mistake every person on a spiritual path, it's not a mistake, is a part of learning, is a part of learning that happens to everyone. That on a spiritual path, we become too much of a seeker rather than staying just okay, just letting everything happen, let everything comes and let everything goes. You need to mastery over it, and it takes time. But if the doubt comes, just look at it. Or go to the region of the heart and it will vanish. It goes to nothingness. It goes to nothingness. And if you cannot lack in it or just letting it be, and don't let it be, you will look at it, you criticize it, you get tired of it, you let it go. I think Kumud, you are a very very vigilant, very perfectionist. And these are all very, very good quality, but you got to watch it that it doesn't make you too uncomfortable.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Sachin, can I ask a question?
Yes, of course.
I just want to go. Thank you so much. So much for that you once told me not to go into any of these practices or meditations expecting things. Go, you know, empty. And don't look for anything. Don't expect anything.
Uh-huh.
And that has been that is helpful when I can actually, you know, manage putting expectation aside. But I can't help noticing experiences. I'm just going to leave it at that. Seeing or dreaming or seeing things or hearing and stuff like that. And I try not to go with it because I don't know what they are. I don't know what it means. But there's a nagging question. Is this something I'm supposed to be learning? Is this something I'm supposed to be thinking about, you know, and deciphering and understanding so that is it useful to me?
I don't
or
know.
Not?
You have to be. In general, I have answered that question before with you, but at this time, just see if it's beneficial, if it occupies your mind and make it more active and more curious and more restless, then I would say no, it is not profitable. But if it's teaching you something or if it's taking you to a more tranquility, equanimity, and all of that, then you use, you know, you just think of it and then let it go. I don't know, because I tell you, my path, which was continuation of another lifetime, I never wanted to have any vision or any sensation in meditation. I just wanted it to be tranquil. I just wanted to be, learn to calm the mind. So I would be the wrong person to answer that question because it just wasn't my path.
Yeah.
But all I can say, if it profits you, then that is good. And if it doesn't, then it isn't.
Yeah, they happen when I least look for them or expect them or work towards them or anything.
Yeah, I tell you an example, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. It might not have anything to do with your life, but as it came to my mind, there was a guy that goes to Ramana Maharshi, and he says that his devotion to Krishna has been so strong that actually Krishna in his meditation comes in a vision and dances with him. And he's so happy. He's so happy when that happens. And Ramana said, oh, Krishna came and danced with you. He said, oh, yes, sir. He came and danced with me. He was very jolly. And he said, and then he left. Yes, sir, he left. And I yearned for him and yearned for him, and then he comes back. And Ramana said, whatever comes and goes, it is not you. whatever is not eternal is useless. And after saying that, he put the disciple in a quandary, because the disciple felt like the whole sky fell on him, right? Because this was his highlight of his spirituality. But then after he goes home, he realized the words of his the Ramana. And to make a longer story short, eventually he becomes a great guru himself, and by letting go of all the other stuff. But I don't know if that's your case or not. I really don't know. So I hope you can come to some conclusion with that.
Thank you.
Sure. Before we leave, let's take a moment, all of us, with the eyes closed, the attention downward, the silence felt. Let's realize for a moment together that what we take ourselves to be as this dialogue in the mind and opinion about ourselves, just know that we are not. That all the opinions we have of ourselves is just thought patterns. It's just a suggestion. Then let's ask ourselves, who am I? Each one of us, let's ask ourselves in silence, who am I? And just stay vigilant and quiet. I am sure that most of you, when you ask, who am I, you only found nothing but silence and emptiness. So whenever the thought suggestion, the ideas that was piled up from the time of our birth until now show itself, we need to know that we have an eternal existence, that with one simple question, with one simple moment of silence, everything vanishes in there. All the ideas, all the pains, all the sensations, whether it's in the body, emotion, or the mind. This is our anchor. This is our eternal existence. Now, having said that, let us not get disappointed when our attention is mixed with the mind. It is completely okay to be mixed with the mind and emotion, because we are in the very few category of people that at least knows where the anchor and our real sat existence is. So as I have not been easy on myself during my voyage to home, I'm asking you guys be easy on yourself. Not comfortable and lazy, but easy. And not make the same mistake I did in the past. With love and gratitude to the self, goodbye.